Seriously? Did you just say, here we go?
We were supposed to start at 6:15.
What? Oh, my God. All right. Fine. Fine. Go ahead.
You should move that mic to the side or you're going to get plosives. Hey, I'm Kimberly Adams, and welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
I'm Kai Rizdal, not pee-popping into my microphone. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. We're going to do the news, and we'll wrap things up with some Make Me Smiles, move briskly on. There is a beer in my future, about which I'll explain more later. Anyway, here we are.
Well, you had a busy day, Mr. Rizdal.
I did indeed. And I think for the first time ever, actually, I'm quoting myself as my news fix.
Ooh, go for it.
We did it a couple of weeks ago with the interview that Molly and I did with the professor at Middlebury about reproductive health and economic rights. This is much more, I don't even know. I will just say straight ahead. I sat down with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, today. 4 years, almost to the day after the first time I interviewed him. Number one, that was an interesting experience because he was brand new in his job last time and a little more relaxed and free flowing. This time he's very much more aware that he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but also, and this is the part that made the interview worthwhile. And I am pee popping into the microphone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know, whatever. Let's invest in some windscreens here at Marketplace East, shall we? The thing that made the interview worthwhile today is that this is a much trickier time in the economy. And Powell is trying to do that thing that Paul Volcker did, but with some economic pain, which is get inflation down without cratering the economy. I should tell you that Paul Volcker did, in fact, crater the economy with recessions in 81 and 82. And Powell's trying really hard not to do that. Anyway, so had an interview with Powell today. We heard almost all of it on Marketplace this afternoon. I just want to point out the newsiest item out of it, which is that in their prior meeting last week, the most recent Federal Reserve meeting, Powell in his press conference said, look, we're going to raise 0.5 percentage point twice this year, and we're not going to raise it 0.75 percentage point. And everybody went, wait, really? You're not? And I said to him today, look, are you really not raising 0.75 percentage point? And he said, well, you know, maybe we will. So
he was like, I didn't say that.
He tried to do that. Thankfully, I had the transcript at my fingertips because I was like, oh, yes, you did. It's right here. You took it off the table. Anyway, the news is that, look, if Powell has to raise rates 0.75 percentage point, he will. And that's a big deal. And we'll see how the markets react tomorrow. It's a big deal, I think.
I think everybody thinks that's what everyone was tweeting about after the interview aired or the transcript came out. You didn't talk about the fun moment, though.
Oh, the well, you did a fun moment.
The fun moment is at the end of the interview. So on Marketplace, Kai often says, you know, to the weekly wrap guest, what is Jay Powell thinking in 5 words or less?
Yes.
So in this context, he asked Jay Powell, what is Jay Powell thinking in 5 words or less?
I thought it was kind of genius myself, might I just say.
I was thinking, well, while we were sitting out there and I was listening with Nancy Fargali, the wonderful executive producer of Marketplace, of other ways he could have answered that, like, this is a weird game. Oh, so yeah.
It worked out. I asked Jay Powell what Jay Powell's thinking. So it was a good day. A good day for me.
It was a good day. Yeah. A long one for you, though.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. So your news, this SIDS thing is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, it's sad, but it's probably such a relief to so many people. Okay, so the Children's Hospital Westmead in Sydney, Australia, released a study that finally gives an answer to why sometimes babies just die. In sudden infant death syndrome, lots of babies have died from it. It's so traumatizing to parents and families, especially because parents have been told over the years
exactly this,
that SIDS could be prevented if they did the right things.
Yep.
You have baby bumpers in your cribs. Don't put them on their tummy and, you know, careful with blankets and all these other things that effectively meant that when a baby died from SIDS, the parents felt like it was their fault.
Yeah.
And this research that just came out, if it holds up to peer review and everything else, but it was published in a very reputable journal, it's not their fault. There's an enzyme that babies that that die of SIDS have a much higher concentration of this enzyme in their blood than babies who don't. And basically, this enzyme is the sort of primordial thing that when you are in danger, you wake up. Like if your body stops breathing, your body will also wake you up to make you start breathing again, to cry. And the infants that died of SIDS have less of this enzyme. So what this means is that all of those parents can know that it's not their fault.
The amount of time, look, it's been a long time since I had a baby, but the amount of time we spent worrying about, literally about the bumpers and the sleep thing and on their tummy and all of that, it's, I can't imagine what parents whose infants die go through, thinking it's their fault and now it's not.
I hope this brings peace to so many people. And I almost had it as a make me smile because it's such a good bit of science, but
it's news.
And you know, those poor families, but I hope this gives them some peace. So God bless science.
Absolutely. Juan Carlos, hit it. All right, just for the record, what we have now, I would just like to say that what we have now, Molly and I had a little while, I think it's a little fiercer with me and Kimberly. It's the race to put in the make me smile as soon as the rundown comes down, because the other one's thinking of it.
Yes.
So Kimberly beat me to it today. We decided we would share.
Yes.
But I'm going to get up pretty damn early. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered because I waited until Bridget put it in the Slack channel, and I think you were like interviewing Powell at the time. So there's nothing you could have done.
That's fair. Anyway,
both of us are super excited about the photo or composition image that came out of literally the black hole that is in the center of our galaxy. It's in the center of the galaxy. And there's an image of it, and it's so cool. And all of these fun details are coming out about the black hole that we are all spinning around. Like, for example, the angle of like the event horizon is slightly different than what scientists expected, meaning that our location in the spin of, you know, the Milky Way is a little bit higher up than we thought.
I didn't see that.
And the press release from the eventhorizontelescope.org had this wonderful line in it that says, because the black hole is about 27,000 light years away from Earth, it appears to us to have about the same size in the sky as a donut on the moon.
On the moon. Did you see, there's somebody did an animation. One of the observation laboratories did an animation where they started, you know, with a picture of the moon in the sky and then zoomed in and kept zooming. And then there's this donut on the moon. It's crazy. And it gives you a sense of how far away this thing is, how tiny a donut on the moon is. It's wild.
I just want to know how that conversation went with the scientists. Like, how are we going to explain to people how far away this is and how small it is relative to other things in the sky? And someone was like, how about a donut on the moon?
Right. Also, not to be a downer, but Katie Turr on MSNBC said today at some point, I saw this going by in a tweet. She said, so there's a black hole at the center of the galaxy. Black holes suck in all available light. How long till we get sucked into it, and what's even the purpose of anything anymore? I don't know, you know.
Way to steal the joy.
Look, I'm just telling you.
You know what? I think we've probably got some time.
Yes, I'm sure we do.
We've got some time. And, you know, if you watched, what was that movie with the Event Horizon? It was...
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, gosh. If only we had the YouTube chat. It was the one where the planet was dying and they had to come up with like a way to send the whole population of Earth elsewhere. And the guy traveled to Interstellar. There we go.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Interstellar. Yeah. You know, it ended up being like such a long time between, you know, time flows differently the closer you get to a black hole. And therefore,
we've got some time.
We've got way more time than we thought.
Fine.
Okay. Probably messed that up.
That's
but that is it for us for today. I will be back tomorrow for Economics on Tap. with the wonderful Sabri Benishorm, we're probably going to talk about plants and have a drink, talk about the news and plants and play a game. And it's all going to be live streamed on YouTube. You can join us at 3:30 p.m. Pacific or 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Both Sabri and I will be on East Coast time.
I have to tell you, one of my secret pleasures is Sabri Benishore's Instagram feed.
It's pretty great.
He is a plant savant. It's crazy what that guy knows about plants.
Have you seen his pottery, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and his pottery, too, right? Yes, absolutely. That's a separate Instagram feed. But yeah, both of those.
Yeah, Sabri makes me feel like just not accomplished as a human sometimes.
Totally agree. totally agree. All right. Sabri will be here. I will be on a plane back to LA. And so, I'll be having a beer on the plane. In the meanwhile, though, send us your thoughts, your questions, your comments, whatever you like. Our email is makemesmart@marketplace.org or leave us a message. 508-UBSMART is the way you can do that.
Indeed. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from our intern, Tiffany Bowie. Today's episode was engineered by Juan Carlos Torrado.
Bridget Bonder is the senior producer of this podcast, although I guess couldn't be bothered to attend the taping today. I don't know, Bridget.
Marissa did it.
The director of On Demand is Donna Tam. I'm sure that'll show up in Bridget's performance review. Inexplicably takes off, I know.
And so ends our in-person Make Me Smart experience.
For now. Like I'm never coming back.
Oh, Ellen's coming.
I already got pictures, Ellen.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.